Hi, everybody. I'm Will.
And I'm JC.
And you're listening to...
Dude. Hey, dude.
Dude.
Hi. You're gonna listen to Dude. That's what's gonna happen when you're listening to Dude.
What a great week we'll have here on... Dude,
doesn't that smell delicious? I can hear your son. Like
it's 8:45. I think he just ran into the wall.
I just heard a thud. I'm sure people were like slowly going to sleep. I know we have a lot of ASMR listeners that were listening for that. You know, they want to be relaxed. They want to be taken away. And then they just heard Archie running into a wall at 15 miles an hour. Usain Bolt just sprinting,
I love having boys. I have two boys, 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And actually, he's almost 5. But I love it, but it's insanity. Today, I took him to the park, and he goes, Dad, I gotta pee. And I said, I literally just took you to the bathroom like a minute ago. And he got mad at me. He goes, my penis wouldn't let me pee. And he screamed this at the park.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Why did he yell that?
He was mad because I told him, like, I just took you to the bathroom, dude. Like, I literally just took him to the bathroom like 5 minutes prior to him asking that.
But his response was, my penis won't let me pee?
He said, my penis wouldn't let me pee. Basically, he was trying to tell me, like, yeah, but my penis wouldn't let me go.
So, wait.
Basically, his way of saying, like, you don't have beef with me. You have beef with the old Don Johnson downstairs. It wouldn't let me go.
Well, see, I think he's a little I would interpret that he was trying to go pee, and that his penis wouldn't let him pee, which
that's
is a
correct.
Whole other problem. That's a medical, but that's not really the case. You were the stopper of the penis. So you were the penis police, my friend, in this situation. So I think in a court of law, he really needs to rethink his strategy because he would, you know, you could literally come in there like the lawyer and be like, Your Honor, I think the problem is not me, but it's really his penis. And you hear all the jurors gasp. They're like, "Oh!" And I'm the judge. I'll be the judge. I'll allow it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Your Honor. My son claims that his penis couldn't pee. Yet he told me he had to pee. 5 minutes later, that penis decided it needed to pee. And my son just screamed, my penis wouldn't let me!
And you're like, I'm not weird. I'm this guy's dad. I'm not a weirdo. I promise. I'm his father. This isn't weird.
Had I not been holding his little brother, I would have felt a little bit different, just as... grown man by himself talking to a kid screaming, my penis won't let me!
Oh my god, that's...
It's... Every day is an adventure, man. Having kids... Your son is a year and a half old. And I'm gonna say maybe around like 3. It starts becoming insane.
Well, because right now it's just gargly
yeah.
Gook. It's just him... Now, he has a lot to say... But it's
adorable.
It is adorable, but it's just absolute. It's really the equivalent of like it's Jabba the Hutt speak.
Yeah,
it's
it really is.
Like
I kind of
like
love it though.
Mine's just now. Mine has discovered his privates, and he's just gripping them like Michael Jackson in his heyday, just constantly, you know, just Not Michael Jackson. Let me clarify.
No, I get what you're Michael, saying. No, I get yes, what you're saying.
But for the audience, not Michael Jackson grabbing, which I'm kind of under the impression he did. I was talking him. The kids these days don't know what that man would do. He would dance. And let me tell you, that dancing kept that man out of jail, I think. And yeah. He was the best dancer. But he would get so excited that he would just grab his crotch and yell out.
Like, I never thought about it that way.
It really, like, you have to be so good of a showman that you could just, like, I mean, he'd make those, like, weird little grunting noises, too. He's like a little,
I know it's like when you're doing an impression of Michael Jackson, they say, like, Shimon. Does he say that?
Oh, yeah.
Has he ever said that?
Yeah. I mean, that was me. I mean, again, I don't think anybody. I think that was the magic of. Because Michael is such a weird thing because we only got. Like, I think for millennials, Michael's a really interesting subject. We had no plans to go here, but I think this is a wonderful place to go. But or maybe it's going to need to be cut out entirely, depending on where we veer here with this.
It's great that you went from your son to Michael Jackson, but continue.
So the reason it's interesting for like us millennials is like we only got like gremlin goblin creature Michael. Like we got the tail end of Michael and just the weirdness part of it. We didn't see any of, like, he was never cool. Although, here's a crazy memory.
Yeah,
you want to tell you,
that's true.
You want, okay, you know there's, like, weird children memories, like, that you have? Like, I'm not even kidding. I remember my mom, I think, kind of made it a point to be like, you never grab your stuff like that. I think like she was at this point, like, again, I'm like 4 months, because again, I think that was one of the, I think as his career progressed, he just became much more aggressive with the own crotch grab. But getting to your point, Shimon, he would do these, it was almost like a Tourette's kind of syndrome. He didn't have control of his own body when he would dance, and he would just...
It's the microphone with the tongue.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And he would do the... But even then, you kind of did excuse it, because you're like, God, he is a hell of a dancer. That little...
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
My God. Is your son still awake? Am I still hearing... Dude, remnants of the child.
He's taking a bath. He has one mode. It's just go. It's just jump around.
What's he? Is he recreating the Titanic in the bath? What is he doing in that bath?
I have no idea. He's probably out now, but he was in the bath like 5 minutes ago.
He's recreating a naval war, dude, in the bath.
When you come home, is there a term of endearment that your wife gives you? Like, do you guys have terms of endearment for each other?
No. I don't know if that exists in the Northeast, Will.
What would happen if you gave her one? What if you called her, like, you know,
she's
a classic, like, you know, sugar buns or something, or like...
I think her first reaction would be, like, I'm trying to deceive her. Like Rumpelstiltskin or something. Like, I think that's sort of also like a Northeast versus like a Midwest thing. I do feel like if, really? If you were to, well, follow me here. Like, you, babe, I do, no.
Northeast call each other babe all the time.
No, exactly. Babe is safe. I was actually going to say that. Like, babe is like a safe one. But I'm saying if I were to be like, oh, hey, sugar pants, like, or... Be like, oh, toodle dove. Like, if I were to say something like that, like, immediately the distrust would just go. Like, she would be like, she may stab me. But no, I do generally think, like, a good Philadelphian, a good New Yorker, a good New Jersey, good Bostonian, like, let's just say, like, let's say the Northeastern corridor, like the true Northeastern corridor. I think if you were to approach like something like that out of thin air, they're gonna be very apprehensive to believe you're not like, I don't know, like he's clearly angling for something, or you know, he accidentally accidentally bet like, you know, half of our savings on the Phillies game last night and lost it, or something has gone horribly awry. It's like in the Midwest, it's like, again, like, you know, it's a matter, like you have like a traveling doorman and you're like, well, of course, why would I not want to buy knives? Honey, bring the knife salesman in the household. We have to see these knives. Oh my goodness. We have to buy these knives. Wait a minute. I think that man was trying to upsell us on the knives. I don't think he was our real friend. I think he was just a salesman.
No, Mary. No, he is just a hard-working man who is trying to sell those knives at a high-quality price, high-quality product.
Kevin, do you want a pop? Do you want a pop, potentially? Or, you know what? You know what? Let's get the good beer out. Let's get the IPAs out.
I am not in the mood for a pop. I am feeling darn tootin' wild. I think we should go get ourselves a beer. It's the best accent.
It is the best accent. And
it's the silliest.
It's so silly, and it's sort of like
intimidating. That's why people think Midwest people are nice, because it's so unintimidating.
Well, it's that there's a couple things that are really funny with like accents and how they work. It's like if you're from London, especially if you're like proper English, like, you know, there's certain parts like that proper English accent. Like I was posh, debonair. Like some of those guys have the worst mouths you've ever heard, and it's like it's okay. Like you give them a pat. It's like the same way we allow the Midwesterners like that to be like violent alcoholics, but we just make it okay because they have those sweet accents. They're like,
it's true.
Like,
dude.
It's like no. Whereas like anybody else, you'd be like, oh, I think John has a problem. Like, you know, like, but if it's in the Midwest, if you're, oh, don't you know, you know, he just got a little carried away. He just had like, you know, I don't know, like 10, 11, maybe he decided to make it a baker's dozen. I don't even know how many beers he had. But yeah, no, I mean, that's the great thing about the old Midwest, don't you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know something I've never gotten out of my head? It was something that you told me a long time ago. One time, I think we might have been in middle school, and Chevrolet had a commercial, and the guy sings that song, Like a Rock. What's the name of that? Who's the name of that singer that sings Like a Rock on the Chevy? One of the most...
Bob Seger. It's Bob Seger.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Classic Bob song.
Like a Rock!
You...
Oh, Like a Rock!
Uncanny. That's just like it. You said, I'm pretty sure he's saying Bag of Rock. And I was like, I think he's saying Like a Rock. And you were like, I'm pretty sure this is Bag of Rock. I was like, what is Bag of Rock? And I never forgot about this. So it's like, what is Bag of Rock? What did you think Bag of Rock meant? You need to say Bag of Rock on a commercial.
I really had no idea what Chevy was trying to communicate at all. All I saw was a large truck and some. And by the way, you re-listen to that song, and it's not exactly the enunciation is not such that bring like brand new English speakers in and be like, what did you hear? And they'd be like,
he sounds like he's got a mouthful of like corned mash in his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
He's in that same ilk of like that Springsteen, like, you know, there were singers that, and this, yeah. So, okay. That being said, I'm giving myself an excuse. No human being should have thought it was Vagarock, Maybe in my head, I was thinking that was like an adjacent town to Fraggle Rock. There was Fraggle Rock where the little Muppets were living under. And I was thinking, ah, maybe there's vagabond people. That's what I heard. It's the same, you know, that mishearing. I've done that for years with songs, and I just keep in my head, and then I can't unhear it too. Yeah. That's the other problem.
I have that too. But you know, in all fairness, every time I hear that song, I don't hear Like a Rock. I hear Vagarock. So, I mean...
Oh, Vagarock! That would be if you're going to come up with... If we're going to invent a new swear word, Vag is a good one. Vag.
Hey, speaking of inventing swear words, tell the people the swear word that we invented at our Christian school that we went to in middle school.
Well, to be able to, you know, even get away with foul language, you would have to make, like, we felt like we could kind of, like, get around things by making up our own swear words. And I think the swear word you invented...
Brilliant.
It was brilliant because... Let's be honest. It really grazed the sun as it pertained to like sounding like something else, but so obscure.
It feels good when you say it, though,
and it does feel good when you say it, which is I actually think the most underrated part of a good bad word. Is like it feels good to say, right?
Yeah.
It needs to have like a bluntness. It needs to have like a way that you could put some real.
You need teeth. Some consonants that like stop that vowel. That vowel has to go through, and the consonant goes.
You know what I mean?
And we came up with that.
Do you ever feel like, and we'll get to this? Do you ever feel like then you like look at like German and like. Their entire language is just swear word. It just feels like it's just swear word. Like it's just
watch your mouth. This is the family podcast.
Maybe that's why they tried to take over the world twice because they just
we thought they were, but they really weren't. They were just speaking. They were just talking about over brunch, and we're like, my God,
they're trying to. It was just we were misunderstanding them the entire time. As such, Will, I don't know when you invented this word, but it just was. Was it at camp? Was it in?
I remember specifically where we were. We were walking in between class, and we were going up the stairs, and we really felt like we can't say words out loud when we want to. And I said, well, what if we make something up? We can't get in trouble for it.
Sure.
And so we decided to come up with something that felt as good as saying a swear word. So reveal what the word is that we came up with.
It was a Shema Dick Honker.
A Shema Dick Honker.
I think the key in being able to, because clearly the only problematic part of the word is near the end, is the dick honker part of the word.
In retrospect, if I'm a teacher in a year, an eighth grader talking about dick honking, I'm gonna go over there and say something.
What? Because.
But in our heads, we're like, we got full immunity here.
A shimma dick. Well, I think that's where we really tried to. I think we really tried to push. We really tried to push the shimma, and and then unemphasize the dick part, and then really emphasize honker. So that way, you kind of felt like you could kind of skate. You could kind of meander it. You know what I mean? You could kind of a shimma dick honker.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked emphasizing the dick honker part. It makes me feel good.
Me and you have always been very big on the little things that we never would get payoff for, but that would just confuse people for the rest of their lives. And that was something that I think that's one of the reasons we always clicked, was because like I was in on that and we were both motivated by the idea of like, this could confuse somebody for the rest of their lives.
I love when you and I are in New York City and we're walking down the street. I always love saying random things when people pass by. So like somebody's about to walk by and I say, so that's why I quit shaving grandma. And then they're walking by and they're like, that guy said he's shaving his grandma.
He's not only that, he's giving up shaving grandma. It must have been that traumatizing. Whatever grandma was up to, she must have been a very hairy woman. A Shema dick honker. Yeah, no, it was a great one. It was a word that we milked, and I'm sure we're going to have to bring it back and make sure that, you know, again, maybe we bring it back to such fervor. Maybe this podcast helps reignite a Shema dick honker and bring it to the masses in a way that it couldn't, that the technology before we just didn't have at our fingertips to be able to, you know, give the people a Shema dick honker.
This is
give them what they deserve.
We need merch. We need to get the word out. Literally, get the word out.
I was gonna bring this up to you earlier because it happened. I finally it's finally gotten warm enough up here that I put on sunscreen. I did sunscreen today.
Mm-hmm. On your face or your body?
On my face. I did some sunscreen on my face just because this beautiful. Beautiful nose tends to just get fried like hell once the sun makes an appearance. And I just had the realization, I'm like, and also with facial hair, like I've never been good.
Yeah, dude, that's the worst part about having facial hair. It's the sun.
But I've never been good at sunscreen. I've always looked like
you're not thorough. You never rub it in. All you have to do is spend an extra like 10 seconds, dude. I'm telling you, I agree with you 1,000%. You do this and you're like, I'm good. Dude, get in the crevices, get in the nooks and crannies of your face. It's the one time you're allowed to just finger your face. Just get into it.
Right. I gotta enjoy fingering my face. I don't enjoy fingering my face like I should. I don't know if that reminded me of like somebody from like Grease times being like, hey Billy, did you finger her face? Oh,
ooh, you know I did.
Oh God, I hope my mother listens to this and she's like, you can't be talking about fingering faces. Why would it was a cute podcast, but then you were talking about fingering faces, and I don't know why you were why did you have to say about the face fingering? I don't understand.
It's just an icky little phrase.
It's
aggressive.
But anyway, I'm not good at it, and that just sits, and then it's like again with the facial hair, it just. Like, is there a way, you've had a beard for a long time, you played baseball, which meant that you were always in the sun, you always had to have, like, I feel like you always, by the fact that you were a collegiate athlete, you needed to have sunscreen on, you couldn't look like an idiot in the hanging out in the bullpen with the boys. What do you do to really make sure, with the facial hair, is there a way that, to get it in there?
Well,
to not look like a...
You give me credit because in college, if you looked at photos of me, I'm not kidding you. I have pictures of me going on dates with Jordan. I have my hat off and I am tan from half of my forehead down to here. And then from like the mid bicep to my, I look like Puerto Rican from here to here. And then from here, I look like a sickly old Irish man, like on the rest of my body.
What if Jordan's parents, like for whatever reason, something happened where like on Facebook, like your face and stuff were cut out. It was just like It was like picture of Jordan with your arms when they were super tan, and they got real excited. They were like, oh, good. Finally, Jordan's going to meet a nice Puerto Rican boy, a nice, like, and like, then they're really disappointed when like this Irish, this like pale Irish man walks. They're like, oh, damn it. We thought we could get some, you know, some people that could tan in this family.
If you could make up a random, like, Bible verses all, or Bible, like, books of the Bible all kind of sound the same. If you could just make up a book of the Bible, what do you think would fool people? Like, an actual made-up... Jesemias 5:17.
I honestly think, like, you could... here's the funny thing. I literally think you could be, like, mutations. Like, just call it mutations. Like, now turn to Mutations 4:33. And you're like, mutations? All right. Like, it's set, but it sounds... You're like, all right. You know what's incredible about church is I have probably sat through, no joke, hundreds, thousands of hours.
Same.
Of mass, of church, of all, because again, grew up, we were Catholic for a degree, then went Methodist. Why? My wife's Catholic, so kind of going back that way. Grandparent, we're all over the place. And you know what's crazy? I still have never been good at transitioning between the Bible and whatever song we're singing. I'm horrible at it.
What do you mean?
You'll have, please now open the Bible to John 32:5. And that's easy. But then they'd be like, now open up your hymnal and go to, and then like, I would always pretend like, oh, I could never find, and I always would be like, I would just open it up and like randomly, like I could never find it quickly at all. And then I was always confused, like depending on also what church you went to, like just the system, I'm probably that dumb, but it felt like a very broken system where I do feel like I was looking around and everybody
You're not lying. But here, can I offer some advice?
Yes.
I learned something probably at the age 8 or 9. Someone told me that the word watermelon hits all the syllables so much that you can just you can word it out. So whenever they were singing, I didn't want to flip to the actual hymn, so I just opened the book and just started going. And it looks like people were looking at me like, that Skaggs boy knows his words.
I always, he's always
singing along just fine.
I was always like sandwiched between like two people that like, they could always call my bluff because like they would like look and like I was like at the very last page of the hymnal. It was like, you know, and they clearly, I don't know, they either did a better job selling it or I always felt like they had some sort of inside baseball knowledge that I did not have on finding the hymnal so much quicker. I could never find it. And then by the time I'd find it and then I would find it,
it's over.
Like they'd be like, it's over. The whole thing's over.
But hey, let me ask you something. When you're at a service like that and people are singing, what percentage of the time are you actually singing? What percentage of the time are you just barely whispering it? So people can see your Adam's apple singing, but you're not actually singing.
No, you know who's the best? And this is, I do have to tell this. My father-in-law. I love my father-in-law. I'm going to state that. Whenever that's prefaced.
He's the best, like, by the way. Yeah, he is the best.
He is the best. Horrible singer. Like, Will, I know you're kind of self-conscious about your singing. I'm going to tell you right now, you are Pavarotti compared to my father-in-law. You are one of the tenors. Like, what is it, the four tenors or three tenors, whatever those very famous, Pavarotti was, I think, one, like, you are Chris Stapleton. You are whoever you want to say. He has one of the worst singing voices, and what he does, and I think it, but he belts it like a second and a half late. So everybody's like, you know, like everybody else is kind of like,
catch your boys.
Oh, and you, so like you have to, but like, it's great. And, but he also like picks and chooses which, so he's not like consistently singing. It's just
as
like,
as long as he sings it, that's his philosophy. As long as I'm singing it,
it'll be like, it'll just, but it'll just be like, but then like, you won't hear him for a little bit, and then you'll hear, Lord! Like, you know what I mean? You'll hear it just belted. And you're like, what? Like, and I'm telling you what, again, it's, he wants to make sure the priest knows he's there.
Yeah. Well, going back to my original question, how often are you actually singing? Because I am never singing out loud. At best, I'm whispering it, so you can kind of see my Adam's apple moving. So
I would say, like, because I kind of look at the hymns, like, I kind of look at it like, you ever remember that band, that game Garage Band?
Yeah.
Where, like, you would get points based upon, like, how much percent, like, of, or, like, Dance Dance Revolution, where, like, you get a score composite. I would say, like, my hit rate, I would say I'm probably about 25%. Like, there's certain ones, like, Be Now My Shepherd or something, like, you know, that's, like, an old, like, Be Now My Shepherd. Like, I know, like, that part, so I'll kind of get louder then, but then, like, the other parts of it, like, and then a lot of times I just say words that rhyme with whatever it is, like, you know,
that's when you got to do the watermelon theory.
Watermelon, and then I hear my father-in-law is coming in there after everybody's like, the books have closed. You've heard the hymnals close, and he's like, Be now my savior! He's just screaming. Oh my God. It is the voice of a dying bird. It's incredible.
Okay. So as you all know, we're a fairly new podcast. And we do have an Instagram.
Will, real quick. So, like and subscribe to, if you enjoy what you're hearing. If you don't enjoy,
we know you do. You have to be.
You have to. If you're here this long, seriously, this is the kind of things that is going to heal the world. Israel, Palestine, we're solving that. Democrats, Republicans, we're bringing people together. This is the kind of stuff, the hard-hitting content that the world needs. So like, subscribe, write a review. Say, I gouged my eyes out. Say, it helped me see the light. Say, I used to be diabetic. I'm not diabetic anymore after listening to this. Will and JC are my insulin. They're my insulin.
I love that. We are your insulin. But don't cut back on your insulin though.
Let's the caveat is still use your insulin. I think.
We're on Spotify and Apple. Mm-hmm. So subscribe to whichever one you listen to. And also we are on Instagram. And I thought it'd be fun. We have a lot of old friends. Not so many new friends, but a lot of old friends.
No new friends.
Let's see. Chris Lewis? He just started following us. Went to high school with him.
Hey, Chris.
Shout out, Chris. We've got Karen. I don't know him as well as you do.
Karen Sirwansing, fantastic. Great friend. He's got a new product dropping here. Who knows? We may advertise for it here. We may help launch the product here. By the way, on Chris Lewis made me cry laughing every single soccer practice as he would literally scream floppy ding dong as we were doing wind sprints. He'd just scream floppy ding dong, and I couldn't stop laughing.
We're going to shout out Giannis Russo.
Yes.
Bascano. Thank you. Jacob, my cousin Jacob, he was very mad that I didn't tell him about this podcast. So shout out to Jacob. My sweet neighbor, Kelly Steer. My wife on all three of her accounts. Shout out to her business account, Skaggs and Accounting Company. Joel Crum. Not to be confused with JC Crum.
Or my son, Joel. You know, he's not listening. He's just asleep, that little bastard.
He can't listen to this.
Not yet.
David Wolfer, old friend, started following, and he messaged us. So shout out to David Wolfer. Good guy.
Yeah. So these are the kind of things. And Andrew Harmon, we have Andrew Harmon. And his husband, I was about to say Andrew. And his husband, Evan, are both listeners. And again, we may have them on. Also, you know, we're also hoping that we get lots and lots of Russian bots to listen to us too. Yes. So we will also promote Russian bots. You know,
you want to follow clad us? We're not going to discriminate.
Women, men, mm-hmm. Frogs. Mm-hmm. We're all about that. So
yes, absolutely. We'll take any follower we can get.
Mm-hmm. At this point, anything.
Yes. Yeah. If your dog has an account,
please
follow the pot.
Yeah, follow the pot. Pot up.
But yeah, comment, like, subscribe. And if you got a business that wants to pay us, let's do a sample real quick. Let's do a sample of what an advertisement could sound like. What should we sell real quick? Give me a product.
Cup.
Red cups? JC, tell us about this wonderful product, Red Cup.
Well, let me tell you, before Red Cup, I had to just drink out of my hands. I would go under the fountain. I would be at Qdoba, and they would say, "Sir, your drink," and it would be one of those cool mixing drinks, you know, where you can like mix the different flavors. And I would just and everyone looked so sad at me. And they said, well, you know, that's what you had. We invented this incredible machine that can make all these great mixes, yet all I could drink out of was my hands. Then, by having a red cup, because guess what? Liquid can go in the red cup. It doesn't have to just drip slowly and methodically through your hands. Like I had up until, I didn't discover red cup until 3 weeks ago.
But JC, surely an innovative product like this costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, in fact, you can get hundreds of red cups for probably around $10. And that is the kind of time, effort, and energy you will get if you advertise on this sweet, sweet dude pod.
Use promo code
dude and get 10% off.
Let's hope so. Well, dude, I think it's time to go.
Well, to all our little dudes out there, kiss your mothers, slap your grandma, and tell that fish you love her.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Have a great week, everyone.
See you next week, dudes.